times. It's the end times. You know, those that are crying about every little thing that goes wrong, instead of correcting the wrong, they look to another Jesus who will come and rapture them out of where they're at. And by the way, the word rapture appears nowhere in the Bible. These people in their unregenerate state even look for excuses as to why they should write a book every year about why Jesus is coming back in that particular year. These people offer hopelessness and nothing else. Instead of them taking responsibility and keeping the commandments of God, they throw off God's commandments as legalistic instead of showing their love to the one that died for them. Titus 1:16 states, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate." These are those who the Lord warns about in Psalm 78, verses 5 through 10, where He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children of what should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. Instead of the law converting the soul, see Psalm 19:7, they use fear in the fear of consequence as their fear master to bring them unto another Jesus, who is in truth is an enemy to our souls. Yet Scripture states that we have been not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See 2 Timothy 1:7. What is worse is that these fuel fear at every opportunity that they have while they sit there and attempt to oppress the next generation with their lawlessness. These do not preach Christ crucified. They preach, "Get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back to get us." They don't preach that we are overcomers, but rather submitters to the next author that writes a book about how bad everything is and that there's no sense in lifting a finger to help our posterity. They do not preach, "Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world," 1 John 4:4, and how contrary to the Word of God. Jesus taught His disciples to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways and to the hedges, and to go to the fields and reap the harvest. But again, these are exposed for what they leave undone, and this is a clear lack of Christianity. I say to the older generations who teach hopelessness, you will and you are despised for what you leave undone, for everyone sees your godlessness. And by the way, what Bible are you reading that you would teach the opposite of what Scripture teaches? When I hear these people say the things that they say, because it goes no further than out of their mouths, I wonder, where is Jesus? Where is God in their message? Because when I read the Word of God, I see nowhere, and I said nowhere, that we are promised defeat except in our disobedience towards God. We are not to limit the Holy One of Israel. Instead, we are to respond to God's commandments and take His promises by faith. When I read the book of Psalms, I see where David bore his cross, but God always gave him the victory, no matter what the circumstances were in David's life. My Bible teaches that God is the deliverer, and when we take heed to His word, He gives us the victory every time. Now, folks, can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, "This is it, it's all over with, Jesus is coming to get us out of here"? No, our forefathers responded to God. They took heed unto Him, and He bestowed upon them the victory through the Revolutionary War. Remember our national motto, "No King but King Jesus," with flags waving, appeal to heaven? You see, they saw their responsibility and answered the call. America, we can call upon the God of our forefathers even now, because His name is Jesus. He will answer, but you must respond to His written word. And this is what God established through our forefathers. Jeremiah 33:14-15. Behold, the day is come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I
promised
unto the house.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we should rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm just keeping this out here as I do everything. We record times, we record with film. Every event we do, we have to film. And I just keep records of everything that goes on here concerning the harassment that takes place within this ministry. I mean, if we're not getting bomb threats, we're getting our lives threatened. If we're not getting our lives threatened, then they're taking our home and then they're putting it up online to make the world see exactly what it is that they're guilty of. And these are the victims again. I just want to make clear you all understand that this is the sodomite agenda. And those that advocate for the murder of babies, they're the victims they want you to believe. Yet again, friends, this is the stuff that goes on behind closed doors. And I'm saying all that to say this, and I could spend a whole show on this, friends. But again, am I afraid of that? No, we don't take counsel from our fears here. I would say those that want to play that game, I would say you better be careful. That's all I'm saying. And I'm talking about not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I'm also saying when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. Ask my enemies. Ask the enemies of righteousness if this be true. Ask King David, which we are the seed of, friends, in Christ Jesus, when he said, you're forever at my right hand. Lord, he said, he gave commandment to save me, that he would smite through the loins anyone and everyone that would dare rise up against the righteous in Christ, not within ourselves, but in Christ. And I can go on. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation under those that trouble the righteous. The Bible tells us in the book of promises, because that's what the Bible is, a book of promise and covenant, that when the enemy comes out against you one way, he'll flee before you seven ways. And the Bible tells us that the people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of us for his name's sake, not ours. So understand who you're playing with. Again, just make scripturally clear as to what you're dealing with here, because this is not my will, this is not my call, and I am not trying to get out of it in any sense of the word. I'm telling you, be careful. That's all I'm telling you, okay? But with that, this morning, I'm doing some running around, taking care of business. And I happened to go into a grocery store really quick, and on the way out, I turn around, and I have this little joker which you would call a little liberal, which within itself is a good word, not a negative word. It's been watered down to mean negative rather than a positive. But one of those that you would call a lawless little individual, about 18 years old, his color in his hair was 15 different colors, just to show you how confused he is. And of course, we reach out to these people. But I got to say, what happened is when I walked outside of the door, I turned around and sure enough, he was recording me. And what I did is I put the groceries away. I turned around and I walked right back at him. They're not used to that, friends. They're not used to it. They don't know how to respond to those that to those that don't roll over in the face of their lawlessness. Okay, that's why you're called to be the law. I turned around. I went right at him and I walked up to him and I said, what are you doing? And he said to me, are you so-and-so? Are you Bradley Dean? Are you Bradley Dean? I said, what does it matter, you know, who we are, what it is that we're doing? And he said, well, if you're not Bradley Dean, I'll erase it. And I said, well, who are you? And he said to me, he goes, it doesn't matter who I am. Oh, I said, so it matters who Bradley Dean is. Now, folks, this happens quite a bit with me and my family, okay? And what we do know is, and I want you to listen carefully as to who's responsible for much of this. This is the Gestapo. This is who the FBI is today, okay? And when you go to the FBI, and I can go to the exact spots in this county where we have our studios, and I can tell you by the Holy Ghost exactly where they're at. And the reason I'm saying that is because I want you to understand that the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, no constitutional authority whatsoever. They are using these sort of people to collect data through their fusion centers. They're called fusion centers. And they, what they do is they set up people to collect information. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you the definition. The Minnesota Fusion Center is this. The mission of the Minnesota Fusion Center is to collect, to evaluate, to get neighbors to tell on neighbors. That's what this is, okay? To collect, to evaluate, analyze, and disseminate information regarding organized criminal terrorists and all hazards activity in Minnesota. While complying with state and federal law. Well, if you were complying with state and federal law, you wouldn't be doing it in the first place, number one. Number two, they're going off of the likes of Southern Poverty Law Center, who I am the number one enemy to, and I'm proud to be so in Jesus' name. Okay? I'm gloating in his grace. He's glorified in grace, and that is what I'm gloating in. Okay? If they have to take the time to turn around and follow me and film me everywhere I go, then you know what? Praise God, I'm doing my job. But I want you to understand who's responsible for this. These are the said law enforcement, both federal and state enforcement centers, that are actually using people on a local level that won't comply with what's going on concerning the global agenda. They are compiling and collecting and evaluating and analyzing and disseminating information. Now, I have within myself have had, because I've got a lot of friends that are in law enforcement, and I in particular had one sheriff tell me, Bradley, you know, I've had friends that work at Target, and Target is known for using their employees to collect information on citizens. This is all unlawful activity. This is criminal activity. And what they're doing is they're using the kids. Now, I want to give you one more case in point before we take our first break here. And I'm just letting you know, nothing weird's going to happen over here. And I'm telling you exactly what's going on where I'm at. Okay? They're using the churches. There's an underbelly to local churches that mean to upend who we are in this county and in the United States of America. And again, the FBI is using their fusion centers to use these individuals to stalk people such as myself. This is all factual information. All factual information. Had another situation where I was in the same grocery store, and interestingly enough, we left one of our family members outside because they were doing their work on their computer. Well, what this individual didn't know is he went over to where we were in the van. I was inside the grocery store with my wife getting some things, and when we came out, my son said to me, Dad, some guy was walking around the van filming the van. And I said, okay. And he said, but what he didn't know is I had my cameras going as well. So we rolled down the window and we started to film him, he said. And I said, that's exactly what you have to do. Interestingly enough, it was the manager from Target that we protested, that walked around my van collecting information for these FBI fusion centers. The FBI is equated to the Gestapo for a reason.
Hello,
we'll be
I'm
right
Eric
back.
Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're just giving you a heads up. We do everything in the light. We record everything, and this is another one of those scenarios. And if there's any harm done to myself or my family, I'm telling you exactly where to go. This is documented information. And as well, friends, we have national law attorneys that have gone further concerning the years of harassment by this government. And we have it over to national law firms on film. And I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times the harassment that we have received all over the country. And we have it all documented. And again, I'm just keeping this out there so you all understand where this is coming from. The information that I just divulged to you during the first segment, this is coming from the FBI fusion centers, and they have created stalkers to basically harass citizens that they don't want. And this is old information, by the way, but I am bringing the brand new information concerning in the present as to what just took place this morning. So with that said, let's keep going on here. I want you to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're up on the top left side of that page. You can find us on social media platforms there. Go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe there. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. That is on the top left side of that page. Yesterday, I was down. I had Tim take the show for me. We had had a tech come over. I mean, a guy that is just a monster mind when it comes to tech. And I believe it was probably going to take him 10 minutes to get our phone lines up because we are one step, literally, one step away from getting those phone lines up. And he spent 6 to 7 hours here yesterday. 6 to 7 hours. Only to come to the conclusion that I need to come back. So he's going to wrap his head around it. He's going to come back, and we're going to hopefully have those phone lines up. Because the phone lines, man, it makes it your radio program, and that's what I love about it. Pro or con, it matters not, Jude 3 and 4. Okay, so with that, let's move on here. Yesterday, I did an article called History is Repeating Itself, Appointing the Scoundrels to Rule the People. Now, if you know anything of any dictator or authoritarian government, totalitarian system of government, the bad guys that mean to rule as demigods, Isaiah 14 put that in context. It's interesting to note that he said he always sought out scoundrels because scoundrels could be easily controlled. That's what he said, okay? And it's exactly what's happening here. So what I did on this article is, or in this article, is I just highlighted what's going on here. And I showed the video of Donald Trump and Giuliani dressed up as a woman and Donald Trump, you know, playing into it. I also highlighted the fact on this article that Trump repeatedly celebrated the inclusion of transgenders. I know most people don't want to pay attention to that. And who I'm talking to right now are those that have eyes to see but see not, and those that have ears to hear but hear not. Jeremiah 5:21. Also highlighted the fact that Melania Trump is out there doing fundraisers for the sodomites. Also interesting to note, I posted Barack Obama, who appointed over 225 gays sodomites, which our laws condemn in every given state. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7, Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. And it's interesting that Barack, a foreign sodomite himself, the Secret Service highlighted the fact that he's seen more, an individual highlighted the fact that he's seen more men come in and have sex with Barack Obama than he did anybody else. So he is definitely a sodomite. We know he's a foreigner. But I also posted the video of Barack Obama calling Michelle Michael several times. Okay. I also highlighted Alina Kagan, who's appointed. She was appointed to queerify Harvard. I highlighted a video on here as well with 87 politicians. I named them that are responsible for crimes against children. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. They're daring the justice of God, and they can rest assured they're going to get a response. Luke 17:2. Then I also highlighted Obama's safe school czar, Kevin Jennings. He was the one that was responsible for writing a foreword to a book called Queerifying Elementary Education. His hero was none other than Harry Hay from the organization, criminal organization called NAMBLA, where their slogan is Sex Before Eight. Also highlighted none other than Kinsey, Alfred Kinsey, who was a sick joker. And you can rest assured you know where he's at today. Also highlighted the fact that they're using kids to promote their crimes. Then I went on to show you the president of France and Emmanuel Macron in his video of him dressed up as a woman dancing around in the early 2000s. Also Zelensky, Vladimir Zelensky, who your government has stole tax dollars from your tax coffers and given over to this Nazi. He's a Nazi. He's a sodomite Nazi. And remember, Adolf Hitler, that's what he used, was masculine sodomites as his Gestapo because they would do his biddings. These are the scoundrels that I'm talking about. Highlighted the fact that Time magazine continuously highlights these scoundrels. Also went over to Jacinda Ardern from New Zealand. She's the former president. And folks, the woman has something going on. I don't mean to get weird. We've seen the same thing with Michelle Obama on Ellen DeGeneres' show where she started the dance. And you could literally see she had male appendage. Well, so does Jacinda Ardern. Also going over to Yuval Noah Harari, how he met his wife. This is 60 Minutes highlighting this, normalizing the crime in this, highlighting the scoundrels that are appointed. Colorado Proud, Jared Polis is also a pedophile. His state of said representatives are pedophiles, just making you aware of what's going on. This is why they're appointing these sodomites. Here's another one, Tina Kotek. She is the said governor from Oregon. She is a lesbian. When we grew up, friends, they were called, we were told that they were backwards people. Well, you can see they're backwards. because these are the ones that are being used to upend the Constitution. And when I put that into context, if you go over to none other than John Adams, the Colossus of our independence, who was very much a biblical prophet, go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. It's interesting to note that these were responsible for stating that our Constitution, Americans, is made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. So if you're wanting to know why they're using these sorts of people, it's pretty amazing to see the similarities between this and what took place under Adolf Hitler's regime, because it's exactly what's happening. They're doing the unthinkable. Here's Tim Walz right here. He is a traitor. To the core, he is an evil man. He's an arrogant liar. And I'll tell you what, for all of the people that are posting right now, calling Tim Walz out for his crimes against who we are and him trying to put himself up as some sort of military hero, none of it's true. Absolutely none of it's true. But the mainstream media, they want you to believe that the people in the state of Minnesota voted him in, not once, but twice. Baloney. And this is what they want you to believe. In Minnesota, they voted for a man that's standing next to a little boy dressed as a girl, as you can see up on social media platforms. And interestingly enough, no joke, I don't know what this is, but this is the lieutenant governor, and it has a knife on its shirt. And it says, protect trans kids. So in other words, they're playing the victim while in fact they're holding the spear. And this is exactly the point that I continuously make. But these are the people that they're trying to put up in the VP now. This is Tim Walz. Some people say, well, good for you. You're getting rid of him. No, no, no. If he goes in and he's the VP, friends, I'm telling you what, it's going to be very detrimental to the state of this country. And until the American people stand up and deal with this, it's going to continuously go forward, as I continuously say. Here's your military brass, also highlighting the scoundrels that they're putting up in military brass. If you're looking on social media platforms right now, these are men all dressed up as women. Folks, they are the type of people to do the unthinkable because they're doing it right in front of you. And these are the scoundrels that are being used by those that are behind the scenes, the powers that are tolerated, to basically dictate your kids if they're in the military. And I strongly suggest that your sons and your daughters that are in the military take the time to understand the Word of God and the Constitution, because these individuals, these scoundrels, are not going to be giving constitutional orders. I can tell you that right now. And so if they call for a fourth draft, I'm the first one to tell you, nobody honors the military because I come from a military family. But I can tell you right now, if they call for a draft, I'm telling you, America, you better stand up and tell them that if they want a war, then you go first, because that's how you're going to end that war. Here's another one. They want you to believe that this right here is a woman. They want you to believe that his name is Rachel Levine, the United States Assistant Secretary for Health. It is not. His name is Richard, and I am not, for one, going to sit there and play games with you. Also, interestingly enough, I put up CIA agent. Last week, we had David Knight up, and he gave me some video to play for you all, where Alex Jones, of course, said that he was a CIA agent, and the CIA listens to him. Now, remember what Truman said back in the 40s, friends. He said that the CIA, he would have had nothing to do with it back in 1947 had he known that the CIA was the American version of the Gestapo. And isn't it interesting now Alex Jones is hanging out with men dressed as women? Tim Brown, morning show host this morning, told me that Alex was talking to this individual, talking to him and saying, you're a real woman. So you have an extorted individual named Alex Jones, folks, and you better know the difference. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. 1-800-387-7747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting the fact that if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're going to find an article called History is Repeating Itself, Appointing the Scoundrels to Rule the People. And these are not isolated incidents. As a matter of fact, even during the show here, Tim just sent a link over to me proving that official government documents prove that Brigitte Macron is a male pedophile. Folks, I know it sounds way out there, but if you know anything about Conspiracy of Silence, it is a documentary that those extorted, compromised men in government do not want you to see. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. All the links are there for you to see. There's a documentary on there called Conspiracy of Silence that your representatives tried to squelch. In fact, they did on when it came to what was going on in television. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it got out. We have the information. And again, it's called Conspiracy of Silence. I also want to highlight one more thing when it comes to what's going on here concerning these scoundrels that are being appointed. If you know anything of Franklin cover-up case. It was by John DeCamp. I had actually had an opportunity to talk to John, who wrote the book before he passed. And interestingly enough, he had told me to go ahead and check out the book. And when I started to read that book, as a matter of fact, I was in this room right here. I read the whole book from start to finish. I could not put it down. Why couldn't I put it down? Because what they were responsible for doing was so unthinkable. Matter of fact, one of the stories told, friends, is one of the individuals, and this is, a matter of fact, I'm just going to do this because I want you to see it. White House scandal, Reagan, Bush. And I want to see if we can't pull it up for you so you can see it for yourself to show you. Yep, here it is right here. If you go ahead and look up on the screen, this is the Washington Times. Homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. They were busted bringing children through the White House. Okay, this is a part of Franklin Graham cover-up case as well. So it shows you, and going back to prove the point that I wanted to prove here really quick, friends, one of the things that was recorded is one of the pedophiles that was responsible for stealing the kids from Boys Town, off the streets as well. As a matter of gosh, there's a couple things I can tell you. And if the Lord, if that's where we're going, we'll go there. Romans 8:14. When I first got into the church in Hopkins, Minnesota, there's Colvin's there. There was a girl there that was a breeder. And she was a breeder in a satanic cult. It all started when the youth pastor, on what he called Halloween, he had asked them to draw a picture of their favorite memory as to Halloween. Okay? The church calls it Hallelujah Day, right? They got to copy the spirit of the world rather than the spirit of the world being converted to the church, right? But what was interesting is this girl that was a breeder, I think she was 16 years old, I can still see her. She had slit eyes. It was the weirdest thing I ever seen in my life. But she ended up writing out on a piece of paper and drawing out on a piece of paper the sacrifice of a baby. And the youth pastor became friends with this girl. She found out when she was older, she was put in foster homes, and then she was brought into a satanic cult, a coven, right? Her parents were witches and warlocks. No joke. You know, you think it's just a movie. It's not. That's how they desensitize you. Well, what was interesting is when we had a conversation with her, I remember her saying that she was scared to death of the police. Not all the police, but she said it was the police and these agencies that were being used to steal the kids. And she knew that firsthand. She was a breeder, and what a breeder is in these cults, friends, is they are impregnated to have a baby that they then sacrifice. Okay? When I said just a couple minutes ago, it was the weirdest thing. When you were in a room with her, you know how when you're in a room with somebody and when you're in that room, you can feel their presence? When I was in a room with her, it was like there was nobody in the room. It was just like she was soulless, but she had a soul because the Bible says without the spirit, the body is dead. She had the spirit. She was still there. But her eyes were like cat eyes, both of them. There was no surgery. There was nothing anybody could have did to give her eyes like that, but they were like the eyes of a cat. Now, going back to the White House, because that was a second thought to my first thought, going back to the White House, in the book, Franklin's cover-up case, it talks about those that were guilty of committing crimes against children that were stolen. Okay, they were stolen. And interestingly enough, they said, quote unquote, the people on the outside would never believe that we would be guilty of something like this. And that's how we get away with it. That's what they're doing. But they're doing it now in the face of the people. This is what the American people haven't come to terms with. This whole sodomy and this abortion, this is nothing new. This is just history repeating itself. This is a sacrifice being made. And the people stand back and they act like it's only a Hollywood thing. No, they just subjected it to you. They brought it to you. They exposed it to you in a way, in a sense of humor, or it's fictitious. It's way out there. It's unthinkable. Again, they're just showing you what's really going on behind closed doors. And again, so when I come back and revert to this, the Washington Times homosexual prostitution and query and snares, it's interesting how quick that was squelched. But there's enough people out there that actually cared about what was going on to show you the truth of the matter. If you have not taken the time to see or read Conspiracy of Silence, that's the documentary to see. If you have not read the book Franklin Cover-Up Case, I promise you it will open up your eyes in such a fashion that you didn't even think existed on this earth. And I can equate that to the conversations I'm having with people today, people I don't even know. How many people would even think in a million years we'd be talking about a government that said men can marry men and women can marry women, and now men are dressing up as women with beards on, which is an abomination within itself, Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. And what's worse, and way more even, folks, even more unthinkable, is the fact that the parents would even put their kids into a public school knowing that's what's going on. Here, I want to tell you something. And I'm going to get off this point. We're going to go on to another one. It's absolutely amazing to me. I have a friend that's a sheriff, having a conversation with him in rural Minnesota, telling me that kids are now going into public schools dressed as animals. I said, that's a reflection of not the kid. That's a reflection of the sick-minded parents that need to be put away. Because that is criminal, again, using the word felonious, lawful. It is felonious activity, and the people need to condemn the crime. Acting like animals in a public school? What is wrong with the parents that are dropping their kids off? What is wrong with the representatives that are not going and saying, listen, we need to magnify the laws that are found in state statute because they're there, believe me, and enforcing them? What is wrong with the older generation? I think of one of the philosophers. Famously, he was outside and he seen a kid acting up. A little ruthless, little rebel. And he noticed that the kid kept acting up over and over and over again. So what this philosopher did is this famous philosopher walked inside of the house and he slapped both the parents. That's right. Wisdom is justified by our children. This is a reflection. All this that we're highlighting right now is a reflection of what the people tolerate in this country, man. You're going to roll over in the face of mentally ill people? What do you think the powers that are tolerated, why do you think they're putting them into position, friends, over you? Because they'll do the unthinkable. And you better understand that that is the judgment of the Most High God upon a people that refuse to enforce his law. What did the Lord say in 7:10? He said, and repayeth them that hate him to their face. Hate to the Lord. And when the Lord's saying he's going to repay those that hate him to their face, hate is equated to the disobedient, to those that shrug the shoulder or turn the shoulder. They refuse to hear the word of God. They're revolters. They're whores, scripture says. They're those that refuse to keep his commandments. Those are the haters, okay? He said, the Lord will repay them to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. It's exactly what's happening. He said in verse 11, thou shalt, listen carefully, thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Now, I know that's falling on a lot of deaf ears, but I can tell you right now, if you read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, did you know that that is the fruit of repentance? And wasn't it John the Baptist that said that they are the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, the brood of vipers, right? The self-righteous who rejected the counsel of God against themselves, weren't those the ones that failed to bring forth the fruit? Weren't those the ones that killed the Christ? In fact, they are. But the fruits of repentance are found in 2 Corinthians 11:10. It's godly repentance, not repentance before men, because our sin is before God, first and foremost. And we're to repent before him. We're to fear him, Acts 20, verse 21. Also go to Luke 12, 4 and 5. Read both chapters, or I'm sorry, both scriptural references. It's important that you do.
Why is America in trouble? Because they fail to keep the commandments of the living God. Who are the Sodomites warring against? Christians. Judgment begins in the house of God, and here we are, right? Can't make it up. Nope, you just can't make it up. And when I say I know that that falls on deaf ears, I do know it falls on deaf ears, because we know the real Christians, because we see that those that have repented, that when their obedience is fulfilled, they take vengeance on all disobedience. They're the ones that are up in the fight. They are the ones that are keeping the testimonies of the living God. They are the ones that are being persecuted by the fallen angel named Lucifer, who is a defeated foe. We're talking about the Christ that gave us power to deal with them, Luke 10:19. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, want to remind people to go over to our schedule and the store, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have the Minnesota State Fair coming up. It starts on the 22nd of this month. We are at the east end of the grandstand in the state of Minnesota. We're going to be there for 12 days in a row, 9 to 9. You have to be square on time, which we hold to anyways here. And interesting, folks, it really is. We get the opportunity to reach out to 3 million people. That's what they forecast anyways as to who goes through the doors. And in the process, folks, I can tell you this, first and foremost, we're the only ones doing it. They got all this modern gospel garbage going on, and it's completely upside down. And so we're happy to be there. This is year 15 that we'll be there. If you'd like to be a part of that, we could always use the help if you know the Word of God. That number is 1-866-233-0747. You know, for all the time that me and my family have spent outside of the state of Minnesota, it'd be really good to see some of you faithfuls, you know, want to join in and help out, because we could really use it, especially for the health of some, concerning the time and the hours that are required to maintain our time there at the Minnesota State Fair. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Check out our schedule as well. We got a couple events coming up, and I'm sure we got a lot more coming up after the Minnesota State Fair. I believe we may even have one before. Check out the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, consider supporting us and keeping us out in the face of what's going on. It's important that you do. I got to be honest and say, folks, I don't know. You know, when I look at what's going on out there, it seems like there's a whole lot of people that know the truth of the matter, but there's very few that are willing to do anything about it. They're hearers of the word, but they deceive themselves because they don't do anything. It's not a good place to be. I'll show you my faith by my work, said Paul. Read James 2:14 through 26. So I wanted to share a couple conversations I had line upon line, precept upon precept, because what we're talking about, only one reason that we are where we're at today is because people have forfeited their God-given rights. They're not being taken away. They're being forfeited. So I started the show today and just highlighting the scoundrels that are being put in place and the fruit of these scoundrels, and to what it is that they're advocating for. They're advocating what they call transgenderism. That's why all these corporations in this fascist state, Isaiah 28 verse 18, are working hand in glove, pushing the same message that the corrupt are in government. They're promising to give them what they cannot give them. Only the Lord can. And I'm also here to tell you, friends, that rest assured, and you can really rest assured, because some people need to hear this right now. And I want you to hear it loud and clear, because I see posts all day long where people say things that just aren't true. Like, you know, those that own the world, they want to make sure everything stays in place. I'm here to tell you something, friends. It's the Lord that owns all things. Deuteronomy 10:14 says what? Behold, the heaven and the heavens of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also, and all that is therein. Okay, it all belongs to him. Read Matthew 28:18. The list goes on, folks. The Lord is the governor of nations. The government's upon his shoulders. He's either blessing or cursing the nation. But I want to get over to this. So I highlighted the history of repeating itself, appointing the scoundrels. And some guy comes back and says this: even if Trump gets enough votes to overcome all the cheating, he's already caught up in the wrong points, okay? Folks, you know how kids are indoctrinated, don't you? They're indoctrinated in public schools by being asked a question and then given two or three answers as an option. See, but the two or three options that are given to them as the answer to the question, they're irrelevant to the question itself. And that's exactly what's happening with those that are caught up into this little charade and this little political language that's been made created to make lies sound truthful concerning the right and the left. So after this guy seen all these scoundrels that I was highlighting, showing him pictures, giving them all the information they need to see and to read, he says, even if Trump gets enough votes to overcome all the cheating that will take place, the demon rats are now going to certify the elections anyways. This is an American. So he's already given himself over to the enemy. He's giving voice over to the enemy. The Bible says that you're ensnared by the words of your mouth. Why? Because in the tongue, friends, is the power of life and death. And he's preaching what? Death and defeatism. He said, even if Trump gets enough votes, okay, so he's taken the option that's been given to him by the mainstream media, and it's a false answer because he's illegitimate, just like Kamala Harris is. He said, even if the demon rats are not going to certify the elections anyways, verifying that there's election fraud, okay, they've been saying that Trump won't leave if he gets in the White House. That's how I know that's exactly what the demon rats will do, the very thing that they're accusing Trump of. He's caught up into the game. He's completely media-minded. He's brainwashed by the propagandist Micah 6:16, and he doesn't listen to anybody. So I said, because this is what we're called to do, is give you answers, Isaiah 58, verse 12. I said, read Article 4, Section 4, no such thing as either party, okay? What does he do? None of that matters to the Democrats. He said, Trump's not even convinced of insurrection, but they haven't let that stop them yet. Who's driving the narrative? What is this guy parroting? The media that he doesn't believe. I said, again, no such thing. I gave them the link to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. The right and the left does not exist. We only have a right, and if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. He comes back and says, no such thing as what? He's getting hostile with me now because I'm giving him answers, but he doesn't want to hear the answers. So why is America in trouble today? Because they're forfeiting everything. They're surrendering to all of it. They're even going so far as to parrot the narrative that's destroying the country. Okay? He said, no such thing as what? Democrats ignoring the Constitution? All I'm saying is that they don't play by the rules. Well, if you play by the rules, then why don't you enforce them? I'm saying, I responded, I'm saying that you're caught up into a game that doesn't exist. I said, watch the video. He didn't take the time to read the Constitution. He didn't take the time to make reference to the Word of God and the Constitution and our founding forefathers. Why are we in trouble? That's why. He said, he's getting a little hostile, a little agitated with me. I'm not caught up into anything. The fact is it's all BS. It's a foregone conclusion. That's what he said. Just give it up. He said, I'm just saying how it's going to go down. Anyone who thinks the election will fix anything is sadly mistaken. Isn't that interesting? 325.9 million people falling to the narrative of less than 1.7% of the population. And you have all of these brainwashed fools, Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools, and that's exactly what we're dealing with here. He said, who said anything about giving up? That's what I said to him. I said, oh, so then why are you playing the same game? Okay, and then I said, just giving up isn't the answer. He said, who said anything about giving up? He said, you're trying to read too much into what I'm saying. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something, and I want you to listen carefully. Those who know the least, listen carefully. Those that know the least, that haven't taken the time to know the facts, they obey the best, don't they? That's the problem we're having in the country. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and it's exactly what this guy exhibited. To a T. Who said anything about giving up? I didn't. It's like the message at the church. Hey, folks, if there's no hope, there's no Christ. And if there's no Christ, it's not a church of Jesus Christ. Because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, which I'm going to get on to tomorrow. Listen to how he ends it. He says, I'm just being realistic. Oh, realistic to doing what? I guess our forefathers were unrealistic then, because when they believed against all odds and believing the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who bestowed upon us what we have today, were they just being realistic? Nope, they walked in faith. They understood the faith walk. They walked not by sight, but by faith, right? Let me tell you something, friends. Reason is an enemy to faith. And as long as you keep your eyes fixed on the circumstances in the world that they're trying to create, you're going to lose. You keep your eyes fixed on Christ, you're going to walk on the water, and you are going to be made more than an overcomer. And I am here to tell you by witness, friends, staying in the Word of God all day, morning and night, in thought, watching educational videos concerning the Word of God in context with sound theology is going to keep you up against what's going on. Not just standing you up, friends, but overcoming and standing up against the flow of the onslaught of those that mean to overthrow you. You can only do that in Christ Jesus, period, exclamation. I'm done. He said in ending, friends, I have faith in God and not much else. Did his message line up with what he was saying here? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word did it line up with the Word of God. I believe in God. You know what? There's going to be a lot of people that call themselves believers that we know don't believe that are going to be standing face to face with the Lord on Judgment Day, and they're going to be lost. They're going to be bewildered when the Lord looks at them and says, depart from me. I never knew you, you worker of lawlessness. Matthew 7. Love you by what I do. I got a ton of stuff I need to hit tomorrow. Looking forward to it. If I had another hour right now, we'd do it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.